Welcome to the Secret to Success podcast with Antonio T. Smith Jr. This podcast is all about personal development and training. If you desire more in life, if you desire to be successful, this is the podcast for you. So sit back, relax, enjoy, and get ready to be transformed.
We live in a funny world, a world that is powered by words. And that's what I want to talk to you today. Words. Watch your words. Consider that you are a being that can understand my words at this very moment. Consider that it is words that have made you decide whether you will or you will not. Consider that the first time you held your child in your hand, it was words in which you communicated. Consider that when you wanted to buy that house, pick that place, it was words that you used to describe. Consider when you are with your spouse or without. Consider the first date you ever had in your life. Consider all of these things have been powered by words. There's something fundamentally different about us. There's something that separates mankind from everything else on planet Earth. The world looks out and it serves us, the water. 70% of the Earth is filled with water to sustain life for human beings. Even though we cannot drink most of this water, the life forms that are sustained in the waters that we cannot drink, the plankton feeds these animals, and these animals eat these animals, and they all come back to serving human beings. There's something fundamentally different about humans. So fundamentally different that most of us would believe that evolution exists. Yet, elephants are not building skyscrapers. Elephants are not building airplanes. They're not booking plane tickets. They're not starting the next unicorn tech startup. There's something different. And I'll tell you what that difference is. That difference is human beings have words. Walk with me, if you don't mind, to the power of your words. Scientists have discovered many of the source of the DNA that is contained with many people, with many of our human being ancestors and us alike. Scientists have discovered that most of our genes have an origin, yet we cannot find the gene origin of the vocal cords. You see, we are the only species on planet Earth that can speak, that can take vibrations into sounds that become words. If you're religious, in the beginning was the word, and that word was God, and that word was with God. If you're not religious, something has started this world, and it now contains words. Whatever that may be, whatever school of thought you come from, one must consider immediately that there are words that exist in this reality, and these words have power. Consider that in the beginning of the world, according to the Christian Bible, in the Hebrew Bible, that God created the earth by speaking. It seems to suggest that when one speaks, one also creates. Think about that for a second. When one speaks, one also creates. My friends, you have creation power. Your words allow you to be God yourself. Your words allow you to take a piece of paper that was once nothing but a piece of paper, yet your words create out of nothing a New York Times best-selling novel. Your words on a piece of paper that was meant to be nothing. Your words that took something that was just dormant became a love letter with your words. And now you are able to spend the rest of your life with the one you love because you first spoke a word. You know, it's unusual that today we don't recognize the power in our words. It's unusual that today we sleep, if you will, on the power of our words. Consider your words. What are the words that you're holding in your thoughts right now? What are you speaking to yourself, both verbally and mentally? If you speak death, you will create situations, circumstances, and people that will bring you death or make you feel like it would be better to be dead. There's something fundamentally different about human beings, something so fundamentally different that if I take a machine and I take it apart, and all thousand pieces, consider all thousand pieces, consider your car. Your car is a moving machine. It has thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of pieces. Take them apart, put them back together. There is life in that car. But you, if I take apart the wrong pieces of you, you would never have life again. There is something fundamentally different about you and what you are. And your words. Before there was ever you, there was words. Understand that words have had creation power since the beginning of time. Understand when our ancestors were in caves, it was words that brought them out of caves. Understand before there was anything, it was words that created everything. Your words have power. And if you don't watch the power of your words, if you're not aware of the power of your words, if you don't care about the power of your words will create power into your life that your life was not ready or willing to handle. There is something fundamentally different about you. Because elephants are not building skyscrapers. Elephants are not buying plane tickets. And neither are elephants building the next unicorn tech startups. Because elephants do not have words.